Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This program is intended for mature audiences only and contains scenes of violence. Specific content warnings can be found in the show notes.
You are now listening to Observable Radio.
If you're listening to this without permission, please stop. This is not for you. Trapper, I've been thinking about this a lot, but I'm not getting any closer. It's like sleep that doesn't give you rest, you know? Every time I think I have it, it's gone. Just ashes in the shape of thought. But the one thing that is clear, I can't do this alone. We have to talk. I know you're out there, so here's the ultimatum. I have a signal to play for you. I wish I could tell you what it means, but maybe that's my mistake, assuming meaning. I'm going to start the broadcast, and you silent piece of shit, you are going to transmit back. Not tomorrow, right now. Failing that, you can flash the emergency lights from your tower. I don't know. Do something to tell me you're alive so I know you're there. I need you to reply. I think if I knew I wasn't alone, this would start to make sense. Please. Man, I'm begging you. Please. Okay? Here goes.
Revelers, I'm Nathaniel Walton, and this is The Holiday Around the World. We've got a festive look at beloved holiday traditions from all over the globe.
That's right, Grimo. It's almost that time of year. And I've been wondering, what does the holiday mean to you?
Mr. Tupper. I guess I never really thought about it.
Seem a little over the top, but it's how our parents celebrated, and I think it honors them when we keep their traditions alive.
And 5, 4, 3.
Hello and good morning, Grand
Hold
Forks.
On. Sorry. Okay, ready now. 5, 4, 3.
Hello and good morning, Grand Forks. I'm Laura Davenport, your Good Morning Grand Forks roving reporter. We're out and about this morning as Grand Forks prepares for the holiday, bringing you a taste of season's greetings from all over the community. There are so many holiday traditions in America, especially the farther north you go. But there's perhaps no tradition so beloved and recognizable as your first holiday firearm. Here at Wilford's Ammo and Border Supply, over 50% of their business is done in the months leading up to the holiday. Now, you're not Wilfred.
No, ma'am. Wilfred was my grandfather. But the shop's been in the family since he opened it. About 73 years ago.
That is incredible. As I was telling my producer earlier, I can even remember coming here as a child to do a little holiday shopping with my dad.
He mentioned that.
I mean, it really is a community institution.
Yeah, I'd like to think so.
So, what's new at Wilfred's for this holiday?
Well, sales have slowed on rifles in the last few years with the recession. We've always got a wide variety of weapons for sale. But this year, we're featuring a huge holiday sale on ammunition, repair, and custom modifications. Oh, what's really hot are these new reindeer rounds, which we've still got in stock, thanks to an exclusive arrangement with the manufacturer.
Oh, can you tell me about those?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'd love to. The rounds themselves, they're jacketed in an alloy of copper and zinc.
And this is where the U-Log is allowed to burn throughout the night, offering protection to those inside. Before we leave England's shores, we asked around just what do they think of the American holiday.
Well, America really does the holiday different over there, don't they? Not for me to judge, obviously, but it all just seems slightly over the top. But I suppose I just didn't grow up with it.
I just don't know. It's all so scary.
Everything is scary to you, Grimo.
Well, hold on, Bazoom. Everyone is allowed to have their feelings. And it's not up to us to tell Grimo what is or isn't frightening. For instance, not everyone is scared of butterflies, are they?
Butterflies? Where?
Bazoom! Come back!
It's perfectly okay to find the holiday scary. I did when I was your age too, Grimo.
You did?
Of course I did. But the holiday is a celebration. It's supposed to be joyful. It is a way to honor what our distant relatives endured so that we never have to endure it again. It is a time to remember those that fought for us, the first naughty ones. We can't forget what they did and the sacrifices they made, but that doesn't mean it can't be fun. If the holiday looks frightening or scary, remember that it's just a game, like football. You like football, don't you?
We're talking about football?
You know, Bazoom, there's the kind of naughty we celebrate at the holiday, but interrupting someone while they're talking is just the plain old kind of naughty.
I'm sorry, Mr. Tupper. I'm just so excited about the holiday.
Yeah, I think I want to join the naughty this year.
That's the holiday spirit, Grimo. But you still have a few years left before you can volunteer. There will always be a need for brave boys and girls willing to fight for freedom on the holiday. But for now, who wants to make some holiday cookies?
Me!
Yay!
On the one hand, I can get a drink in any bar within 100 miles of the border. On the other hand, if I hear bells ringing, my guts go cold, and I don't sleep 2 months out of the year. Doesn't seem fair.
Laura, we're live.
Hello, and good morning, Grand Forks. I'm Laura Davenport, your Good Morning Grand Forks reporter on the go. We're continuing our tour of the most festively decorated homes and properties in the area, and like always, we have saved the very best for last. I'm here with Jim and Joan Beckwith on their property up on the banks of the Red River, and while they're known for their holiday decorations, this year they've really outdone themselves. Joan, can you tell me a little bit about your decorations?
Yes, Laura, and may I just say, it's so lovely to meet you in the flesh. Jim and I have been decorating ever since our children moved out.
Our youngest, Leland, was naughty back in 09, and we wanted to show him how proud we were of him.
We started with a traditional clause in the front yard that we would burn on the solstice, but it just kept growing from there. Jim's worked in construction, so he built the wall in sections, and that way we can put it in storage the rest of the year.
The watchtowers are new this year. They're to scale to the real ones, and they light up everything for about 1,000 feet. The turrets there are compressed air, so they can fire tennis balls.
Sounds like nobody's getting past you this year.
No, ma'am. No, we are doing our part.
Well, this is absolutely incredible. Every year it just takes my breath away. Any plans for next year?
Jim's always trying to talk me into historical dioramas, but I don't think it'll read well unless you're up close.
Jumping over the fires supposedly grants protection against illness in the coming year. Provided, of course, they don't get burned.
I'll take that risk over a holiday in America any day.
So the last time we were together, Walter wanted to tell us more about his nephew. Walter, would you still like to start us off today?
Yeah. Little guy and I always got along real good, but when he told me he wanted to go naughty next year, I don't know. I just had the weirdest reaction.
What sort of reaction was that?
I mean, I was proud as hell of him and wanted to hug him, but at the same time, I wanted to smack him across the back of his head. I know he's old enough. He turns 13 just the week after the holiday. I don't want him going anywhere near that border. But how's that fair? You know, I volunteered. And if he doesn't, some other kid has to go instead. But it just makes me think, like maybe I fucked up. Maybe I only told him the fun stories.
I keep saying this. It's our duty to be honest about what we went through.
Kim, I know this is a point that's very important to you.
Yeah, sorry.
But let's let Walter finish. And then we can make space for reactions.
Yeah, she's right. It doesn't do anyone any good when we sugarcoat it.
But we're conditioned that way. We only tell the good stories, because we get praise when we do. When we don't make anyone feel uncomfortable, we're heroes. You try to tell them about the frostbite rounds and kids coming back from the north without fingers. They politely ignore you. I'm just so sick of telling people about it. I know if I see someone else with hearing aids, especially my age, they'll treat me like a regular person, and they won't ask the same questions.
Wanda, I noticed you had a reaction just now. Would you like to share more about that?
I don't know, just the same old things. It makes me so mad, you know?
Did hearing about Walter's nephew bring up some feelings for you?
Yeah. It shouldn't be kids. That's all. You know, said it before. I understand the truce. I believe in it. Someone has to hold the line. But they shouldn't have let it be kids.
How much longer? Is Keith still talking?
He's almost done.
Still see spinach, or did I get it?
Yeah, you're good. We're live in 5, 4, 3.
Hello and good morning, Grand Forks. I'm Laura Davenport, your Good Morning Grand Forks reporter at large. The holiday is almost upon us, and in just 2 nights, the mayor and her husband will host their annual holiday party, welcoming all local naughty veterans and their families. Dr. and Mr. Leslie Gambon, it is so nice of you to join us.
Good evening, Laura.
Hello.
Madam Mayor, you've been hosting this party since long before your time in office. Can you tell us why this means so much to you?
Laura, we owe our freedom year-round to the volunteers, but especially at this time of year. No one should be alone on the holiday. much less a veteran of the Naughty. I think it's important they know how much we appreciate their sacrifice. Mm.
Our home is doubly reinforced with an emergency holiday shelter. All those who still feel anxious around the holiday are welcome.
Ultimately, the holiday is about community and how we protect each other during the darkest month.
And I understand there's something that makes this year's party very special. Is that right?
Honey, do you want to tell them?
This is our eldest son, Jonathan.
Hi.
Tell everyone your big news, John.
Next year I'm volunteering for the Naughty. Gonna be a rifleman, hopefully.
He's a hell of a shot. He's gonna give the elves a black eye, aren't you, boy?
I mean, I've been training in our school's holiday corps all year, and I'm taking it real seriously. All the kids are.
How about you, Mom? How are you feeling about all this?
Well, I'm nervous, but I couldn't be more proud. There's work to be done, and John stepped up to help. That's how we raised him.
Madam Mayor, thank you so much for inviting us into your home. And before we go, would you honor us with a holiday march?
I would be delighted to. I thought you'd never ask.
I understand that America gets a sense of community and catharsis from the holiday, but it seems like a superstition you can leave behind at this point. I mean, we got plenty of suspect holiday traditions here in Holland. I'm not denying that.
Can you tell me more about those?
Nah, I don't think I will.
Good morning, Grand Forks. The solstice is upon us, and now that the sun has risen, we take you north of the border, where our very own Dan Schultz and his crew are currently high above the battlefield.
Thanks, Laura. As you can see, we're just about 1,000 feet above the location that the elves gave for this year's reenactment and offering. Starting a few nights prior, the first elves arrived to build their encampments and the Royal Ice Palace. Now, the mounted cavalry arrived just a few hours ago. You can see the reindeer herds down below where they were grazing before the sun came up. Ever since the truce was signed with the House of Claws all those years ago, the holiday is the only time the elves are allowed to bear arms. The rest of the year, they live mostly pastoral lives on the tundra, but they prepare for the holiday battle just as much as we do. We're never quite sure what new weapons the elves will field against our brave boys and girls down there. But with the truce in place, after today's festivities, the elves will return to the north and the peace will be kept for another year.
Heads up, big man on the field.
Yes! This is it, folks. The Elder Scion of the House of Claws. Very last of his kind, former tyrant in exile, has exited his ice castle, signaling the opening of hostilities. And with the ringing of the bells, the battle has officially begun. Now, from above, it looks like this opening reindeer cavalry charge may be a feint to get our boys and girls in position. Remember, they do have adults in the rear offering tactical advice, but by the terms of the truce, they're not allowed any closer. That's where our own Bill Hadley is embedded, just behind the Naughty on this exciting holiday morning. Over to you, Bill.
Thanks, Dan. Like you mentioned, we're here with the other adults on the rear supply lines, but I gotta tell you, the Naughty were just raring to go. This year, they've been equipped with state-of-the-art ear protection that should hopefully cut down on some of those sonic weapon injuries that we've been seeing in years past. These new earmuffs could protect against the call of a sperm whale, a whopping 280 decibels. That's a significant upgrade from the 180 dB protection the kids had in the past, and they'll look extremely festive and cozy. Oh! Oh! That was a big one. Dan, we can't see what's happening down here. What can you tell us?
Yeah, oh no, it looks like the elves are wasting no time. That was some sort of artillery. Something I don't think we've seen from them before. A surprising opening move, and it's really reduced the visibility up here as well.
Hold on, we gotta get more distance.
Yeah. Bill, we're gonna try to see if we can get a better vantage point for the upcoming maneuvers. In the meantime, let's hear about all the sponsors who made this holiday possible.
There's one thing we can
can all agree on. No matter where you live, the holiday is still an important night for us all. I'm Nathaniel Walton. Good night, America. Have a safe holiday, and may you see the morning light.
You better not pout. You better not cry. You better not shout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yeah, I don't think there's any reason to get any more footage. There's nothing left to see down there. It was over too quick. We'll get the numbers later in the day once they count casualties. Let's get the hell out of here so I can grab a coffee.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Ho, ho, ho.
So that's it then. Nothing. Two possibilities. One, you are not there. You are gone. You are dead. 1.5, you are a figment of my imagination and never existed. Two, you are there. And something is very wrong. Something is preventing you from replying. The first option is unacceptable to me. There's no path forward. The second provides me with an opportunity to act. So, your tower is 15, 16 miles away. If I take the fire road, I'm leaving now, Trapper. I got my boots on. This is your last chance to tell me to stay put. No? Okay. Here goes, asshole. See you in a few. Stay tuned.
You have been listening to Observable Radio. Tonight's episode, The Holiday, was performed by the ensemble, featuring Phil Van Hest, Nathaniel Lee, Katie Scovholt, Joshua Kelly, Per Perina, Caitlin Eve, Kyle Gould, Joseph Faraday, Jason Smith, Scott Richardson, Meredith Goldsmith, Rosemary Thorne, Ray Whitty, Casey Green, Amber Carr, Jess O'Brien, Jack Grigoli, Daniel Profeta, Keanu Rabun, and Cohen Edenfield. Written by Cameron Suey and Per Perina. Produced by Cameron Suey, Phil Van Hest, and Per Perina. Edited by Cameron Suey. Our psychology consultant is Dr. Elisa Leal. Art by Corinne Fletcher. Additional music supervision by Katie Scovholt. Our featured vocalist is Katie Scovholt. Our theme music is The Backrooms, performed by Mew. Additional music from this episode provided by Winnie the Moog, Tim Kulik, Alejandro Arvizu's Sounds, Cincinnati Camarada and the Queen City Bronze, Kevin McLeod, Agnes Valmagia, Justin Allen Arnold, David KBD, Lawrence Sheard, and Alexander Nakarada. If you've enjoyed this show, help other people discover it by giving us a review on Apple Podcasts or the podcast feed of your choice. It really does help. Observable Radio is listener-supported. If you would like to contribute towards our production costs and payment for our voice actors, as well as get access to behind-the-scenes information, extra production material, and an ad-free early release feed of this show, you can do so at patreon.com/observableradio. Special thanks to all of our patrons and listeners, including Jeff and Kathleen. Full transcripts available at observableradio.com. Please stick around after the credits for a look at The Pensive Tower, a high fantasy podcast from Scroll and Dagger. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, this is Gina Moriarty, Chief Editor of Scroll & Dagger. I'm here to tell you about The Pensive Tower, a brand new podcast available now. The world of The Pensive Tower is one recovering from calamity, after an event remembered only as the Great Collapse brought about the end of civilization as it was known and plunged the world into a dark age. Now, nearly 2,000 years later, a new society has arisen, and The Pensive Tower was built to house the memories of the people, to ensure such a loss of knowledge never happens again. Join Paxton Ferrex as he makes his way through the donated memories housed within the tower and discovers that the horrors that brought about the Great Collapse might not be such a distant memory after all. Find The Pensive Tower wherever you get your podcasts.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinez.
I'm Kayla Itzinez, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.